十、九、八、七、六、五、四、三。
好，欢迎回到我们第三堂，我们讲到复兴家庭，活出家位。
Welcome back to our third session. We're going to be talking about revive our family and live out a godly fragrance.
这也是我要开始从刚刚我讲到的七山来开始讲。
This is talks about the seven mountains that we discussed earlier.
所以，我们今天这次我们会谈到家庭，下午会谈到教育。
We'll talk about family, and next we'll talk about education.
那明天主日呢，我会 focus 在教会这个山头。
Tomorrow we'll focus on the mountain of church.
Okay. 这也是从这个，我们刚刚讲到了哈，我就不重复了。这个领域，这七个领域就是战场。
So we talked about the seven mountains of spheres and the battlefield.
那特别第一个领域，家庭。
The first sphere is family.
家庭是第一个社会机构。
It's the first social institution.
特别我们从创世纪第一章这里，请这样用英文来读就好。
From Genesis 1:28, it says, God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of heavens and every living thing that moves on the earth.
请注意一下，这里是神说是神赐福给他们。
It says God bless them.
哇，神养众多，遍满全地，让我们神来管理，这是神给我们的祝福。
This is the blessing: is be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it.
而且这个是在教会之前哦。
This is before church.
神创造了与世界，创造了人以后，给人类的使命。
This is the purpose or the commission that God has to mankind.
如果说从这个一个设计的一个角度，你不觉得上帝很聪明吗？
From the design perspective, don't you think God is very smart?
他只要创造一次就够了。
Just a one-time creation.
而且是自己 multiply.
It will multiply itself.
不像我们要 iPhone 10。iPhone 11, iPhone 12, right? 一直每一个代都要去重新去做。
It's not like we need iPhone 11, 12. It's just we need to keep making new iPhones.
上帝只要做这个 iPhone 1, 自己就下去了。
It just needs to create iPhone 1 and will multiply itself.
所以家庭是神祝福后代的管道。
Family, it's the way God blesses the following generations.
当人们对这个家庭、这个道德和圣经之约的爱和承诺把它破坏的时候，这个咒诅也就会临到这个后代的地方。
So when the love and commitment of humans to the moral and biblical covenant of family are broken, it leads to the way almost every societal problem imaginable. The family mountain is either the blessing or curse of God is passed onto the successive generations.
所以这是我自己把它画的。
So this is something I drew on my own.
我不是说家庭比这个教会重要。
I'm not saying family is more important than church.
但是就是说家庭所带出来的影响是含在所有的山头。
But the influence that comes out of family goes to every sphere.
其实教会如果家庭强的时候，其实教会也就强盛。
When the family is strong, then church is strong.
我常在想，其实我们。圣经所这些教导呢，你今天如果要做一个州长、市长，甚至总统，这都是你的政见。
This is what the politicians, the governors, the president they talked about this issue with family.
圣经不是指真的，不是讲到哦，只是我们的救恩的事情而已。
Bible only not just talks about redemption.
因为这个世界是神所创造的，如果按照神的法则去活的时候，人类就兴旺了。
So this world is created by God, and if we as men live according to God's law, this world will become plentiful.
所以你看，现在所有几乎所有发展中的国家都在少子化，都在很多社会存在很多社会的问题。
Those developing countries, there's less and less kids, and there are more and more societal problems.
其实圣经都可以给我们答案。
The Bible has the solutions to all these issues.
当我们讲到家庭的时候，我们要看到，当妻丈夫和妻子结合，他们组成的一个家庭，是人类社会核心的组织。事实上，家庭是所有其他社会组织的训练场。
As husband and wife come together, they form a family, the core institution of human society, the training ground, in fact, for all other social institutions.
所以家庭是第一所学校。
So family is the first school.
如果今天你是执政掌权，真的你要让你的国家强盛的时候，你就是要来强化这个家庭。
So if you're a leader in a position of leadership, your first goal is to strengthen the family.
No, 这只是很快的重复一下。我们知道这个婚姻呢是上帝的。精心杰作。
Marriage is God's masterpiece.
你有想过，上帝创造其他的都是用说又讲的就创造了。
Everything, all the creation, God speaks and then it comes into existence.
特别是人就不一样。
But different for humans.
这个考一下这个 A B C 的哈，这个字怎么读呢
？We ask those who are born here, what is this word?
我看到一些子是什么意思
？What's the meaning of this word?
哈？Son, yeah, yes, son, okay. What? 妈妈好高兴的 okay.
Mom is very happy.
Okay. 但是当看到只有照到这个 男人的时候呢，就上帝说独居不好 No good.
When God sees man alone, it says no good.
怎么办呢
Then what do we do?
这个字怎么读
What's this word?
女 Okay, 女是什么意思
What is this word?
Women. Female, okay, right?
Female.
你看照这个字上意思是女。Wow. Good. Yeah? 是不是有人说中国人在造字的时候其实都有这个圣经的创字这个的启示。
So we said when they come up with this verse, they have actually biblical divine inspiration.
那其实神造这个家庭的是先从一个变成两个。
When God created families, it actually starts from one and then becomes two.
因为夏娃是从亚当的肋骨造出来的。
Because Eve was created from the ribs of Adam.
然后再两个成为一。
But then two become one.
所以我们要从神的创造里面看到这个精密的设计。
We have to see how God meticulously designed the human.
所以家庭这个设计。一男一女
so that's the design of one man, one woman.
不是这样演化出来的。
It's not from evolution.
是神创造的。
It's God created.
而且是神最精心的创造。
It's God's most precious creation.
难怪他说我恨恶休妻的事。
That's why God says I hate divorce.
所以当我们在讲到家庭的时候，我们很少提到离婚的事情。
So when we talk about family, we talk rarely about divorce.
离婚是造成很严重的对神的设计的一个挑战。
It's a divorce is a very great challenge to the way God designed things.
而且也影响了整个社会，甚至这本书也提到说，甚至像罗马帝国那样，最终从内部瓦解。
It's so bad that it's like how Romans dissolves from within.
因为当家庭破碎的时候呢？下一代就会开始去找寻另外一种安全感和爱。
When families are broken, the children will start to find other means to fill that void.
然后撒旦就可以趁机而入。
That Satan now then takes the opportunity to infiltrate.
所以这里提到说，撒旦的策略就像我们出售假冒的爱。
So it's Satan's play to sell us a counterfeit form of love.
那这本书还没有翻译本呢，叫 Change Agent， 它里面很多提到，我觉得哇，我读的时候很吓一跳。他说呢，同性恋议题只是在我们国家面临的离婚问题的症状。
In this book, it talks about the gay agenda is merely a symptom of the divorce that we're facing in our nation.
如果离婚率为 5%, 就不会有同性恋的问题。
If divorce rates were only 5%, then there would be no gay issue.
Wow! 当然，我们知道现在。还有很多的议题进来，但是就是说，当我们在看到这些问题的时候，我们要先反省，其实很多时候是上一代的问题。
When we look at these issues, a lot of the issues is actually from the previous generation.
神会让我看到这些，因为我是一直过去二十年都在服侍年轻人。
God lets me see this issue because for the past 20 years I've been serving the young adults.
特别在我们纽约呢，很多都是单亲妈妈带着儿子来教会的。
Especially there's a lot of single moms bringing their children to church and churches in New York.
我自己四个女儿，我没有儿子。
I have four daughters. I have no sons.
但是教会里面很多男生都变成我的儿子了。
But in the church, many men, many boys became my sons.
也是这样，神让我看到这些。就像以西结讲的，刀剑临到这地。
It's like the book of Ezekiel, the sword is coming upon this land.
如果你是单亲的，不要灰心。
If you're a single family, don't give up.
当因为家庭是神所设计的，所以家庭破碎的时候，神亲自介入。
So when families are broken, God will Himself will intervene.
所以你看，圣经这里提到说，神在他的圣所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者。
So that's why in Psalms it says, "The Father of the fatherless, the protector of widows, is God in His holy habitation."
神扶持孤儿和寡妇，都是恶人的道路弯曲。
God, the Lord watches over the sojourners, and He upholds the widows and the fatherless.
所以让我们看到说，我们要讲到世代信仰传承之后，要从我们这一代开始。
So when we're talking about passing the faith down to generations, it starts with our generation.
这里提到说，这个小麦译者是很有名的。他说：“我今日吩咐你的这些话，都要记在心上。”
Shema Israel, this says that everything that I commanded you need to be, it shall be on your heart.
那这里的你是指谁呢？
Who's that you that's talked about in this verse?
啊，我，但是在我里面更 specific 是指哪些人呢？
So me, who's that? Who'd be more specific other than me?
哪些人？
Who?
哦，以色列人。那在家庭里面是指哪些人呢？
But in families.
啊？父母，而且特别是父亲吧。
Parents, but more importantly, the fathers.
所以我们要先把神的话记在我们身上。
So we have to first remember.
记在我们心里面。
We have to memorize God's words in our heart.
很多时候呢，特别我们在教会里面呢，比如这个是孩，这个拿在手里的这个代表是孩子好了。
If it, pretend that this thing that you're holding is your child.
然后呢，我们就想一直不断的来浇水啊，灌水啊，希望让他们成长。
We kept pouring water to hope this will grow.
那特别呢，在教会里面，你怎么样来让孩子成长呢？
In church, how do you let kids grow up in church?
Children's Sunday School.
Children's Sunday School.
VBS.
VBS.
Summer Camp.
夏令。
Retreat.
退休会
，Evan，
还有 Evan，
啊，我不是，我过去都在做这些事情。
In the past, I've been doing these kind of programs.
但是如果你看到这个树，如果这个是拿在手里面，它会不会整长啊
？If you hold this tree in your plant in your hand, will it grow?
你在灌水、浸水、泡水都很难长。
No matter how you water it or submerge it, it won't grow if you hold it in your hand.
除非它放在土壤里面。
Only it grows only when it's planted in the soil.
那这个土壤是什么？
What is the soil?
Family.
Family.
Yeah. Family. 所以我们要重新看到，如果我们只是用这些活动 program 节目来想让一个信仰的传承，但是却没有家庭的土壤的时候，这个效果是非常有限。
So if we use these programs and hope that these kids will grow using these children and without the family, it's hard for the plant to grow.
所以呢，这个袁佑先生可能听过他的妈妈，他说这句话说：我们的工作不是产生金钱的孩子，我们的工作是要成为金钱的父母。
Andrew Wan says this: Our job is not to produce godly children, but to be godly parents.
不是成为完美的父母。
It's not to be perfect parents.
你找不到。
You won't find those.
但是让我们成为一个敬虔的父母。
But it's to be godly parents.
在很多这个研究说，为什么孩子的信仰流失，其中一个就是看到父母，特别是上一代的伪善。
Many Christian studies, one thing that I found is like the parents are hypocritical.
然后我常有兴趣，当然这可能很难实施哈。就是说呢，礼拜天主日的时候呢，如果你从一起床在家里就开一个 V， 就 照一个 video， 一直把它照到教会的，能不能放出来呢？
So if we can pretend that we can record from the day that you wake up on Sunday morning until the time you come to church, are you feeling comfortable to play this out?
有没有谁可以照一下说礼拜天你们是怎么起床然后来到家里面的，来到教会的？
Can you record and how you got up and got into church?
可能在家里面已经吵了半天了啊。
Maybe you had this big argument at home already.
可是一到了停车场呢？
But once you're in the parking lot,
门一打开呢？
You open the door.
大家都马上知道怎么 switch 这个 mode, right?
And we're turning on the switch mode.
Oh, good morning, 平安啊。
Oh, good morning, peace to you.
哇，大家都是可以装的话，我们都很好啊。
And we have put on this figure, everything is well.
但是我们在家里的光景是怎么样的？
But what is happening in your family?
所以呢，我刚刚去说我去看的那个柳溪树教会的 Bill Hybels， 他就说呢，他是很大型的教会的。他说呢，这个基督教是身教多于言教的。
So this church says that Christianity is caught more than is being taught more.
我们重点不是在于教会的问题，而是在不是在教堂，它不在于教堂发生的事情，而是在于家里没有发生的事情。
It's not about what's happening at church, but it's about what's missing at home.
我看望大家真的听到我所要讲的。
It's really what I want to say about.
Oh.我们不要再只是说想单单靠着 Children's Sunday School 来做信仰的传承。
Don't think that we can only rely on this Sunday School to pass down the faith to our next generation.
或是来 Youth Group 来做信仰的传承。
Or to use the Youth Group to pass down the faith.
我们感谢主，很多弟兄姐妹投入这样的事工。
We thank God that brothers and sisters are being participating in these ministries.
但是除了那些以外的话，我们真的是要来帮助弟兄姐妹做到在家里没有做到的事情。
But it's outside of church to do the things that we don't do in homes and families.
因为我们无论如何创造性的向教会的孩子宣讲神的话语，他们都更有可能相信自己在家中的信仰经历，因为那是道成肉身胜过宣告。
No matter how creatively we proclaim God's words to the children of church, they are more likely to believe their experience of faith at home. That's because that's the incarnation trumps proclamation.
我真的是为大家读了很多书哈，因为我一直想说要找出大家这些不同的经验，到底怎么样能够把信仰传承下去。
I read many books for you guys to see how we really pass down our faith to the next generation.
所以这本书他就提到说，家庭对于任何孩子的灵命形成至关重要。但是如果父母缺乏热情，并有动力去活出没有动力去活出教导，那么最终世界将塑造我们的孩子。
The family is central to the spiritual formation of any children, regardless of the age. But if the parents lack the passion and drive to live it and teach it, then the world will ultimately shape our children.
这也是统计证实的，这个如果家里不重视，那只有 1% 的年轻人他们会保留他们的信仰。
So there's a stat out there that if the family, the parents don't care about faith, then only 1% will remain in the faith.
但是如果有的话，就 82% 他们会有他们的信仰。
But if the parents value their faith, 82% of the kids will keep on with their faith.
所以我们在谈到这个事情的时候，真的盼望不是想到说，哎，教会要加什么活动，教会要加什么节目。
It's not we need to think how we should add more programs to the church. That's not how we should think.
而是怎么帮助父母做神要他们做的事情。
But it's to help the parents how to do what God wants them to do.
我就问一个哈，如果今天你的孩子跟你说，哎，爸爸或妈妈，礼拜一。我有个考试，我能不能礼拜天不要去教会？
But if your kid comes to you, so, father, mother, I have a test on Monday. Can I not go to church today?
父母们，你怎么回答？
As parents, what do you say?
有没有人愿意回答一下？不是说你说别人会怎么回答，不好意思，不是说你啊。
How would other people say? Other parents say?
你怎么回答？或者 do you ask the same question that how your parent responds?
你们年轻人有问过一样的问题吗？
yeah. 啊 ？Stay home.
我
哦，我可能好好念书。OK， 还有呢？我会鼓励他来教会。OK。Yeah. Okay. 哦，特别是爸爸讲的啊。
Oh, this is coming from my father. I will encourage them to stay to come to church. God will help him.
我就问过这样的问题，跟我初一的时候，我就这样跟我妈妈说。
I asked that question when I was in middle school.
那你知道我妈怎么说呢？
Do you know what my mom said?
我母亲只有初中的教育水平程度。
My mother only has the education level of a middle school.
可是她圣经很熟。
But she knows her Bible well.
她就回我一句。
She said one word.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
哇，我就知道了。
Then now I know.
以后没有什么借口可以说不去教会。
I have no excuses not to go to church.
其实这就是在信仰的传承。
This is the passing down of faith.
你什么 program 什么 point 就在那当下，你怎么做什么决定来影响你的孩子。
Just, it's the family that influences the kids, not the programs.
我们那纽约呢，常常是开学九月开学以后呢，很多孩子就不见了。
When the school begins in September, a lot of the kids were gone.
然后我就打电话问这个妈妈，问通常就很可惜，都是妈妈在管，爸爸都不管。然后说怎么，哎，家里怎么好久不见了教会了呢
？So I would call usually the moms. Unfortunately, the dads don't care, but I would call the moms and say, "Where's your kid?"
哦，我妈说，哎，这不是不用担心，不用担心，最近要考 SAT 啦，还有我们纽约特殊高中也要考试哈，在补习啊啊。
Oh, Pastor Lane, it's, oh, they have to take SAT. Oh, they have to go this tutor thing, so they can't come.
好，为我们祷告，这个过几个月考完，我们就会来回来教会。
Please pray that you know after a few months that we'll come back to church.
哦，考完了，感谢赞美主，考上了，哇
！Thank God, we were in this program in this school.
神真的得到荣耀吗？
Did God really receive the glory?
我们信仰真的能够这样传承下去吗
？Did we really pass down our faith like this?
所以这些。就是在做信仰的传承。
This is what I'm talking about, passing down the faith.
你在怎么样的在教会里面轰轰烈烈。
How amazing you are at church.
孩子们知道什么是最重要的。
The children knows what's the most important.
所以让我们先成为一个敬虔的父母吧。
Let us first become a godly parent.
我母亲呢，很鼓励，也很引以为傲，我成为传道人。
My mom was fearful of a God-fearing woman, and she was proud that I became a pastor.
然后呢，我们在台湾的教会呢，都会有周报哈，都会把上个礼拜的牧师的讲章就印在这个周报里面。
We have magazines in Taiwan, and we put last week's message into this little brochure.
然后我妈妈会读下来，还会画重点呐。
My mom would write down and record what's the main points.
然后集结了一些以后呢，就寄来美国，给我说，你做牧师这些可以参考，你可以拿来用。
And she would mail these brochures or these magazines to me and to let me know that I can share these messages on Sundays.
其实很多都是用台语讲的。
And many of them are in Taiwanese.
但是你就会看到一个母亲，因为她重视信仰的时候，怎么样能够影响到她的孩子。
And so because of how a mother values her faith, how it influences her kid.
有些教会的英文牧师跟我说，他们教会的那些同父母们，而且都是同工的，不希望他们的孩子去参加 mission conference.
There are many pastors, the English pastors, that their congregations, their kids, the parents of their kids don't want their kids to go to this mission conferences.
因为他害怕他们的孩子成为传道人，成为宣教士。
Because they're afraid that their kids will become missionaries or pastors.
而且这些都是在教会当长子同工的父母。
And these are actual leaders within churches.
所以，如果我们父母这一代，我们不先敬畏神，我们如何能够把信仰传承呢
？If we as parents don't fear God, how can we pass it down to the next generation?
第二个，我们要教养下一代。
The next thing is to educate the next generation.
刚刚提到说，为什么是知道父母？因为第七节说，也要殷勤教导你的儿女。
We know that it's talking about parents because in verse 7 it says you need to teach them diligently.
所以呢，有一个作者，这个 Rethink 这个作者，他是很成功的 youth pastor。
Steve Roy is a very successful youth pastor.
哇，他说每个周五，我好几百个年轻人呢。
Every Friday, there's like hundreds of young people.
但是他写的这本书叫 Rethink.
He wrote this book called Rethink.
他说教会必须擅长指导和装备爸爸和妈妈在家庭生活各个方面的训练，特别是对他们孩子的管教。
The church must excel in instructing, equipping moms and dads in all aspects of family life, especially disciplining their children.
We
think that we will just bring kids into the church and everything will be fine. And many times my church does the same thing as well.
来，我们教会，我们教会 有很好的 children program.
Come to our church. We have an amazing children program.
Oh, 来，我们教会，我们的英文堂的牧师，郑牧师很棒.
Well, come. Our English pastor, Pastor Lane, is amazing.
我们以为这样就能够吸引来教会，他们就可以父母就可以不用做他们的事情。
And we can attract parents to come, and the parents don't need to fulfill their duty.
那特别在过去这些教养儿女的观念，其实也沦陷。And
there's the collapse of parenting.
所以为什么我一开始要讲圣经的世界观这么重要？
Why do I need to emphasize the importance of biblical worldview?
因为其实很多时候我们在教，甚至在教会里面，我们讲这些教导孩子的事情，都是受了不是圣经的影响。
So when we teach our kids, a lot of times we're actually influenced by the world rather than from the Bible.
有一本书叫《育儿的崩溃》，他就提到说呢，现在呢，父母都是让孩子们决定。
So in this book it talks about the teaching is to let the kids decide.
但是呢，他说这样的好意的变化对孩子们产生了深远的危害啊。
But these kind of good thinking or good teachings, quote unquote, actually produce a long-term harm to the children.
他说，今天的父母常常用取悦自己的孩子的育儿方式，把孩子的喜好放在首位的地方，可能只会赢得孩子的鄙视。
Too often, parents today allow their pleasure to please their child to govern their parenting. The parents who put the child's wishes first may earn only the children's contempt, not their love.
那为什么父母会这样做呢？
Why do parents do this?
我记得我说你要问三个事情，对不对？
I said you have to ask three questions, right?
谁讲的？
Who said this?
根据什么理论？
According to what theology, ideology?
然后你再看圣经怎么说。
How does the Bible say?
这是从 Dr. Spock 他很大的影响。
This is from Benjamin Spock.
他写了本书，其实我那时候一结婚我就买了哈，育儿，这是那时候是等一下我们的父母的圣经啊，叫育儿宝典。
Just like the Bible for parents, it's called Baby and Child Care.
但是呢，他是特别，他一个革命性的观念就是让孩子自我的放纵，而不是去管教。
Self-indulgence. Yes, he has this revolution idea is the self-indulgence versus the self-control.
所以他影响了一代的美国的父母。
And this has influenced a generation of parents.
然后这本书呢，被翻译成好多种语言呢。
And this book was translated to many different languages.
所以你就看到现在，其实你会发现，现在的年轻父母都是让孩子们自由发展。
So now parents let their kids grow however they want.
特别你会发现，有些在教会里面，孩子到处乱跑的时候
，the kids will run everywhere in the church.
不听话的时候
，they're not behaving.
有没有会出来管的
？Does will anyone step up and discipline them?
出来管就是变坏人了。
If you go and discipline them, you become the bad guy.
通常我就是那个坏人。
And sometimes I am that bad guy.
但是因为我们就哦好可爱哦，到处跑哦。
Oh, so cute, you run around.
特别你看孩子小的时候怕不听，你说 Johnny 来吃饭哦。小 baby 的时候你来吃饭哦。So
Johnny come eat, then this baby so young he says,
不要。
He turns his head. No, I won't come
to eat. 哦好可爱哦，给他照个相还 po 上去。
So cute, let me take a picture and post.
对不对？你以为孩子小的时候不听吗？很可爱。
You think that the kids, your young, don't listen to you, they're very cute.
其实是我们要去管教的时候。
That's the time for our discipline.
到了青少年的时候，你不听话了。
When they're adolescents, they don't listen to you.
Too late.
It's too late.
你会把它po上去吗？
We'll post this on the website, online.
但是你会发现就是说，现在我想又很一个很常听到的理论，就青少年，孩子到了青少年就会怎么样？
I heard this theory that when kids grow up to be teenagers, they will.
会怎么样？ 然后这是什么？
They'll be rebellious.
正常的。
And then they'll somehow become turned back to normal.
Yeah. 那你不叛逆是不是不正常？
So if you don't rebel, is that aren't you not normal?
Okay. 那我问你，这是谁说的？
Let me ask you, who said this?
为什么说青少年叛逆是正常的？
Why do we say teenagers being rebellious is normal?
你知道谁说的吗？
Do you know who said this?
啊，你去问这些来讲这些道理的人，他们是哪里学来的？
Ask them where they heard it from.
啊，我听到这个，当你知道圣先讲圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
圣经有没有说叛逆是 OK 的？
The Bible say being rebellious is normal?
那为什么我们说青少年叛逆就 OK 呢？
Why do we say teenager being rebellious is normal?
Okay. 我的意思不说我们从小就叛逆了，不要等到青少年。
If we are rebellious, we should start from when we're young age. We don't have to wait until teenager.
问题是圣经从有没有哪个地方说叛逆是正常的？
The problem is that the Bible says that it's normal to be rebellious at teenager.
是这个人说的。
This came from this guy, Stanley
Hall.
Stanley Hall.
他是美国心理学会的首任会长。
He's the first president of the American Psychological Association.
他在1904年写的这本书叫 Adolescent 青春期。
He wrote this book called Adolescence in 1904.
然后他就写到这青春期是一个风暴与压力的时期。
He wrote that in the year of adolescence, this is the year of storm and stress.
奠定了往后90年心理学界对青春期的看法。
And this solidified the next 90 years how psychologists look at adolescence.
Okay, 你知道是谁说的了哈？
So do you know who said this?
那是他是根据什么理论呢？
And what theory did he derive his theory from?
根据什么理论？
What ideology?
猜一下。啊？
Guess.
进化论。
From evolution.
Yeah. 他没有害这个，所以我就跟你说。今天最大的其实敌对的就是进化论。
One of the biggest enemies of ours is the teaching of evolution.
因为他就看到，如果人是这样从野蛮的进化到这个文明人的话
，If he sees that people were violent, they evolved somehow to become civilized.
然后他就想到说，那孩子从小到大也是好像在这种野蛮慢慢成。
So it's not like kids growing up, they were barbaric as a kid, but then they become more civilized when they grow up. With hormone imbalance and all those, that's part of the norm, normal, being rebellious for a teenager. So we all accepted this teaching.
Wow, 孩子也等不及，哇，我要快变青少年了，我可以叛逆喽。
I'm almost an adolescent now, I can start rebelling, finally.
所以你看，空战世界观多么的重要。
So you know how it's really important to have a correct point of view.
现在我们知道打仗，第一个你现在要有拿到制空权。
The first thing with battles is you have to have the air supremacy.
所以撒旦很厉害。
So Satan is very smart.
他不会直接挑战神的话。
It will not challenge the word God's word right away.
他先把神的话给 twist.
He first twists God's word.
然后把不，神认为不好的变成好的。
What God says is bad, He calls it good.
变成正常的。
Normalize.
然后大家就跟着走了。
And everything will follow along.
还不知道自己走错了。
And people will follow along and don't know that they actually went down the wrong path.
这才是厉害啊。
This is the why he's so smart.
就像我早上讲的，那些希特勒的杀手们，他们都认为他们在做一件好事。
Hitler and all those people thought they were doing great things.
圣经怎么说呢？
But how does the Bible say?
旧约的我就不说了。
We won't talk about Old Testament now.
因为旧约是会被石头打死的。
So Old Testament, you will be stoned to death.
但是你就新约，你看怎么说呢？
The New Testament says.
所以就是说，都是讲到在主里听从父母，听从父母。
You have to listen to the Lord. In the Lord, listen to your parents.
特别你要当同工、长老、执事，你要怎么办？
As elders or have leadership position in church.
你要先好好管理自己的家事，儿女凡事。
Yeah, you have to make sure that your kids are obeying to you. You have to be able to manage your own family.
这是神的话，不是我讲的。
This is God's word, not what I said.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们看到，再次回到这句话，我觉得写得太好了。如果我们无法叫出邪恶的名字或识别邪恶时，我们就将失去对付邪恶的能力，最终我们加深了邪恶的致命效果。
And the saying from this quote from this book says, when we cannot name or identify evil, we lose the capacity to deal with it and ultimately compound its deadly effects.
你可以把这个观念你 apply 到很多领域，你自己去看看。
You can apply this to many other spheres.
因为今天没有人敢讲说国王没有新衣啊。
Today, no one will dare to say that our presidents are not wearing new clothes. How dare you say this?
大家都说很漂亮啊。
Oh, this king wears a new clothes. Yes, pretty clothes.
所以真的求神帮助我们要重新回到神的话语里面去。
We help us to go back to our, the word of God.
所以啊，一直我就真的是神的话在告诉我们这个，你看，做父亲的要用主的教训和警戒。
Fathers, not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
父亲的角色实在太重要了。
What is the father's role?
我很喜欢这个调查。他说呢，如果一个青少年先到家里来，先到教会来，全家来的比例呢，3.5%。
When a teenager is first to connect to a church, 3.5% of the time the family follows.
如果妈妈先来，全家会来的比例是多少？有没有猜一下？
What's the percentage of when the women is the first one to come? What's the percent of family coming to the church with the mom?
会多少？啊？哦，希望是有那么大了，但是统计是22%。
Only 22%.
好，那如果爸爸先来，全家来的比例会多少
？What is the percent if the father first come to the church and the family follows along?
啊？93%. 那你就知道擒贼要先擒谁了。
So you know who to rob first.
所以你就可以看到，很多时候这个圣经里面都跟我们讲到，为什么所有圣经里面在讲到教养孩子的，都是对父亲说的。
So in the Bible talks about discipline the kids is father's responsibility.
结果你今天去看儿童主日学，看有几个老师是爸爸。
So you see who teaches family Sunday school, how many of them is fathers?
因为 你看看，在教会我们也看不到那个 model.
In church, we don't see that model.
所以你如何说，你一直讲一直讲，但是你却不行啊。
We keep talking about, but we don't act on it.
真的，我觉得我们教会其实讲这些都很会讲，但是每年我们办这些特会讲这些，然后呢，你有没有照着去行呢？
We're great at talking about this, but have we actually put into practice?
我不是对牧师有什么那个好，真的，我只是突然想到说，如果我们让新的牧师，就是说，你以后要做主任牧师之前，你一定要先当儿童主日学老师。
Maybe we should have a requirement that before you become a lead pastor, you should become a youth pastor first.
我相信很多会有改变的。
I believe that many will be changed.
很多时候教会的下一代出了问题，谁先遭殃？
If who's the first to blame if the next generation starts to go deviate from the truth?
谁先遭殃？教会里面，教会里面。
Within the church, who's first to blame?
如果有 youth pastor 的话呢，通常是 youth pastor 先遭殃，对不对？
It's usually the youth pastor's first to blame the kids.
没有人会因为说这样去找主说主任牧师你有问题，对不对？
And they will not blame the lead pastor.
我为什么会知道这个呢？
Why do I know this?
因为我在服侍的时候，我们常这个英文的牧师常会聚在一起。
We serve and the English speaking pastor will always gather together.
然后每次大家要介绍你在哪里服侍啊。
And they will introduce you where you serve.
哎，每次都有这些年轻的牧师说 ，I am in transition.
And these young pastors, they will say, I'm in transition.
从来没听过什么叫 I am in transition.
I've never heard this. What do you mean by I am in transition?
哦，因为他被 fire 掉了。
Oh, he was fired.
所以呢，还在找下一个工厂。
So they're finding his next field of work.
你知道据统计呢，这个 youth pastor 的任期是多久呢
？Do you know the tenure of youth pastor on average?
2-4年。
It's about only 2 to 4 years.
其实我们华人教会，特别是都是这样的观念，对不对？哦啊，找一个很 powerful 的 youth pastor 来就发了。
So in Asian cultures, we say, oh, we just need to find a very, very famous or powerful youth pastor, and then our youth will be will have revival.
因为常常那个中文牧师看到我都说，郑牧师啊，你在英文堂服侍比较熟，你有那些跟我介绍一下。
And people will say, oh, you need to introduce who are the famous pastors.
我说有我就留着自己用了。
If I have, I will save it for myself rather than share with you.
我为这些愿意来服侍年轻人的牧师来感谢神。
We thank God for those pastors who are willing to serve our youth.
我们真的要支持他们。
We need to support
them. 但是我的重点就是还是要回到家里面。
But the most important thing is the return of home, the
foundation
of home. 所以
第三个我们要看的是信仰要生活化。
Is we need to live out our faith in our daily lives.
他没有停在第七节，只殷勤教导。
It didn't stop at just discipline, teach them diligently.
或是我们华人父母都很会这个。
We as Asians, we are pretty good at this.
要听话。
You need to listen.
要做功课。
You need to do your homework.
都是用讲的。
We all use words to say.
如果能够用讲的，就成了只有神了。
If what we say will be done, then only God can do it.
因为神说要有光就有光，对不对？
Let there be light and there's light.
要听话就听话。
Yeah, let there be obedience and there's
obedience. 我如果说这样能够当父母，那谁不会当父母呢？
If it's simple as this to be parent, now who everyone can be parents?
啊，所以这里看到他说，无论你坐在家里、走在路上、躺下、起来，都要引出是都要谈论。
So when you sit in your house, walk. When you lie down, you need to talk.
换句话说，信仰是要在生活里面来展现出来的。
In other words, this is saying you need to live out your faith in our daily lives.
所以呢，我几年前呢，我去了以色列，第一次我一到，刚好是那一天晚上是安息日。
When we arrived at Israel, this is the day of Sabbath.
整个城市空空荡荡的。
The whole city was empty.
感谢主，还有些外邦人来服侍我们。
Thank God, there's some Gentiles that will serve us anyway.
可是让我就忽然有一个很深的触动，就是说，哇，这是一个不同的文化在这里。
I felt a deep revelation that this is a completely different culture.
就开始我就开始去更注意犹太人，特别是根据旧约的圣经，他们怎样把信仰给传承下去。
I started looking at how Jews how they lived out the Old Testament in their lives.
所以我找到这些书，其实不是基督徒书，但是他讲到怎么犹太文化这个信仰的传承。
I read some, even though this is not a Christian book, but this is how they pass down their faith.
他说家是人类心生活的心脏。
It says home is the heart of human living.
家是心灵所在、品味塑造的地方、眼睛首先聚焦的地方、身份被锻造的地方。孩子们学习生活中关于爱、尊重、美丽、圣洁和社区最亲密、最有力的课程的地方。
Home is where the heart is, where the tastes are shaped, where the eye first focuses, where identity is forged. Home is a place where children learn life's most intimate and powerful lessons about love, respect, beauty, sanctity, and community.
我真的希望在帮助教会说，让我们过去这么多年都是在 focus 教会里面的儿童青少年的活动。
We have put many emphasis on the programs that we have for the young people.
如果那些很有果效，我们今天会遇到这些问题吗？
If those are very fruitful, effective, do we have our society today?
特别这些美国大教会这些 program 多丰富啊！
Especially those mega churches, how many programs they have?
我有亲戚，我认识，他是在美国的 mega church 负责 children program 的。
I have relatives that they're responsible for the children programs in American churches.
同样的，他的孩子都流失了。
But his children are lost.
不要被这些表面的唱唱跳跳、高高兴兴这个，以为这就是在做信仰的传承。
Don't think that just dancing, singing happily, that's passing down faith.
我都做过了。
I've done those.
谁不会哦？办一个活动，我真的办很多活动哦。然后照一下哦，弄个影片哦，来来来来，我们教会多好。
Have many activities. Play a quick video of how great it is to be in our church. How fun it is.
我不是就这些就不要做。
I'm not saying that don't do this.
但是很多时候我们在家里没有做的事。
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that needs to be done in homes.
他说到说过基督徒的我，他是都做 Jewish， 我把它改变，我把它改过来了。好，他说过基督徒的家庭生活是对基督徒生活的一个庆祝。
So you use the word Jewish, I change the word substitute with Christian. So it says living a Christian family life is to celebrate a Christian life.
我们的家里是一个 celebration 吗？
Is your family, is it a celebration?
基督徒的家长不是要筑起一道墙来阻止我们的孩子放弃基督教。
So Christian parenting is not about building a wall to keep our children from abandoning Christianity.
而是关于培养具有丰富基督教遗产和传统的热爱上帝的孩子。
It's about raising God-loving children with rich Christian heritage and traditions.
然后他提到犹太人的家对家的观念是什么呢？
And he talked about what is the ideal principle in a Jewish home.
是一个小圣所。
It's a little sanctuary.
哦，我看到就吓我一跳。
When I see this, I'm very surprised.
我的家是我的 kingdom 啊
！My family, my home is I'm. This is my kingdom.
哦、oh, ，我记得我当我自己，甚至我这结婚以后租了房子的时候
，When I got married, I rented a place.
终于有我自己的 kingdom 了。
Now this is my kingdom.
哦，我爱怎么做就怎么做了。
What I want to do, I do it.
我搬家的时候呢，第一个一定要把这个祭坛先摆好。
When I moved, I have to first set up my altar.
其他都还没有 unpack 的时候，先要把祭坛摆好。
With every soul unpacked, I first need to set up my altar.
我的祭坛就是电视机。
My altar is my television, my TV.
哦。今天 不看电视怎么知道外面发生什么事情呢？每到一个新家，一定先把电视机设好。
If you don't watch TV, how do you know what's going on? So everything, the first thing you do is set up the TV.
但是犹太人的观念是家庭是就是一个 little sanctuary, 一个小圣所。
But the way Jewish view home is the little sanctuary.
叫 Midash Meit.
It's called Midash Meit.
所以出埃及那里提到说，我要为他造，他们要当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间呢。
Let me make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst.
家不是只神不是只有在圣殿里居住啊。
God doesn't just dwell in the temple.
神要在我们的家里来居住啊。
God wants to dwell in our homes.
当穿过圣所门口那一刻起，你就知道自己正在进入一个独特的空间。圣所不同于工作场所和市场。
From the moment you walk through the doorway of a sanctuary, you know that you are entering a unique kind of space, a sanctuary different than from the workspace and marketplace.
所以今天你回到家的时候，你要知道你回到一个独特的空间，是小圣所。
You have, when you go home today, you need to know that you're going back to a unique place. It's a little sanctuary.
所以我们都知道犹太人呢，他们在门口都有这个。我不晓得你们亚特兰大犹太人多不多啊？
Do you have a lot of Jews in Atlanta?
也有很多吗？我们在纽约、啊、你是躲不掉犹太人的。
In New York, you see Jews everywhere.
我以前所有在工作的地方的老板都是犹太人。
My bosses when I worked was all Jews.
所以犹太的假期，公立学校全放假。
And all the Jewish holidays, all the public schools were off as well.
所以你就知道那个文化的影响力。
You know the influence that they have.
然后很多就买的地，犹太人住的地方，他们都有这样的一个、那个门那个书卷在门口 门上。
Where they live, they have this kind of scrolls on their doorposts.
里面就是写《生命记》第六章。
And it wrote Deuteronomy chapter 6.
有一个笑话，就是有一个人去以色列，就买了这个经文门楣了哈，门卷买了这个。
Someone went to Israel and they bought this doorpost.
然后人家就说：“哎，里面那张小纸条呢
？”Where's your little scroll?
哦、oh, ，那个说明书把它丢掉了。
I threw away the manual.
那个才是最重要的。
That's the most important thing you need.
好，当你的小圣所变成犹太的，我反正基督教的空间呢，哈，再说呢，与其说是外表，不如说是在家庭内部做的事情，庆祝节期，欢迎客人，学习和教学。
Making your little sanctuary into a Jewish or Christian space is a more matter of what your family does inside it, celebrating holidays, welcome guests, learning and teaching than what it looks like.
然后不只是这些，我们说软体，你在这种，你其实你的装饰、你的布置也是非常重要，让孩子看到这说这是一个有基督教的空间。
And even the decorations, you have to make it more Christian-like.
哦，我是很快的，这个就是说，从这个角度真的是给我看到很多一些不同的亮光哈。
From this point of view, it sheds a different light on regarding this topic.
同样，这本书也是提到说，在始终承认上帝同在的家庭中长大的孩子是属灵的孩子。
Christian who grew up in a home where the presence of God is consistently acknowledged are spiritual children.
如此的家庭体验到真正的温暖和祝福。
These families experience genuine warmth and blessings.
啊，我就说你看到我们要把这个家的观念真的是要重新来设定。
We have to, the way our way of view of home families needs to be reestablished again.
很多时候我们学的一些parenting 就是好，我学到一些技巧。
We learn about some techniques of parenting.
好，回去就可以一分钟把我的孩子搞定。
Within a minute, I can deal with my kid.
但是更重要的是，如果我们塑造一个神同在的空间，一个圣所的时候。
But if we create like this atmosphere that always has the presence of God.
我们就很多问题可能就自然的解决了。
A lot of issues would naturally resolve itself.
所以他说，一旦我们决定将上帝带入我们的生活，我们就可以轻松的将这种精神纽带传递给我们的孩子。
Once we decide to bring God into our lives, it is the, with great ease that we are able to transmit the spiritual bond to our children.
观察父母致力于信仰和属灵追求的孩子成为熟悉上帝的人。
Children who observe parents committed to faith and spiritual pursuits becomes individuals who are familiar with God.
大家吃午餐的，我这个就是，所以呢，这也就是说呢，从这里我就有这个新的课程叫做活出家味啊。我觉得给我很多，其实我也没有做到这些事情，但是我还愿意在学。
So this living out the family taste is this is what I'm trying to do. Even though I've not perfected, but this is what I'm still learning.
我真的希望我如果早一点我有学习到这些。
I wish I could learn this a lot earlier.
你怎么过生日呢
？How do you celebrate birthdays?
我们是不是跟人家一样花很多钱去过这种生日呢
？We spend a lot of money on birthdays.
我在以色列的时候就在哭墙旁边看到这样一个成年礼。
I saw this bar mitzvah when I at the near the crying wall.
他们是一个女孩子成年，他们要到哭墙去庆祝。
And women, they were into adulthood. They need to go to the crying wall to
就让我想到就是说
celebrate.
我们的生活真的是太缺少基督教的元素了，不是吗？
Our family lives are very much lacking the Christian element.
所以你礼拜天、礼拜五再把它约。抓来教会的话，影响力根本没有嘛。
So Friday, Sundays, you force them to come. There's not much influence.
所以我重新看到为什么神要设计安息日。
So I see why God we need to reestablish Sabbath.
因为他就在门训做父母的。
That is actually this making disciples.
每个礼拜五在家里崇拜。
Every we have a weekly worship service at home.
所以你再回去看旧约的时候，你就不觉得这些只是一个守，是他们变成一个一个规则要去守。
When you look at Old Testament, it's not just this kind of traditions that have to follow.
而是神就透过这些把这种时间，这也是那本书上把时间圣化 ，sanctification of time。
就是把时间神圣化。
好，所以很多这些呢，我就没有时间提了。所以这个是我还在活出家味的课程所谈到的这些事情。
And this is what I talked about in this teaching of living out the family taste.
因为我不满足说呢，除了上教堂和家庭祭坛外，我们就好像 check off 的。
I'm not satisfied just checking off the checklist. Oh, I went to church. I went to Bible school or Bible study.
我们可以更多把信仰带到家庭里面，甚至创造一个新的文化。
And even we should bring the Christianity back home, even create a new culture.
下次要谁过生日，我们就在教会一起办成年礼嘛。
If someone is have birthdays, let's do a bar mitzvah.
啊，而且呢，这是关乎信仰的传教会的。存亡
This is dealing with the life and death situation for churches.
犹太信仰在每一代的迫害中都幸存下来，因为宗教生活 I don't have English, 因为宗教生活的真正结构功能是以家庭为中心的。
So the reason why every Jewish faith can survive the persecution is because of the central role that religion plays in families.
尽管几个世纪来如此。多的犹太会堂被摧毁，使犹太教得以幸存，因为每个犹太人都被期望了解他祖先的信仰。
Many centuries, many Jewish synagogues were destroyed, but the Jewish faith was preserved because every Jewish family they placed their faith in their ancestors' faith.
因此，犹太信仰总是可以在家中生存。这个家是一个小小的圣所，用来敬拜上帝、研究他的话和一个款待客人的地方。
So the Jewish faith can survive in families and homes because this family is a little sanctuary, so everyone can use this place to worship God.
所以我不是也是讲而已。
So we're not just talking about.
我也希望我在学习用这些课程呢，能够来实际的帮助教会。
I want to use these lessons to actually practically help churches.
这也是 Chuck Colson 他的结尾，他说每个基督徒父母都被呼召使自己的家庭成为一个事工啊。
So every family, every parent is called to be, to make their home a ministry.
这意味以圣经的世界观教育我们的孩子，并装备他们去影响世界， 从长远来看，这是基督徒恢复和救赎回周围文化最好的方式。
This means educating our children is a biblical worldview and equipping them to have an impact on the world. In the long run, this is the best way that Christians can restore and redeem the surrounding cultures.
所以盼望我们能够重新看到神对家庭的心意。
So we hope to see restore the God's heart for families.
而且是透过这些来使家得到祝福。
And through this, that families are blessed.
所以我们都能够活出家味。
So we can live out the family taste.
当你有这个家的好味道的时候，孩子们自然喜欢回家。
So if you have this family taste at home, the children will love coming back home.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天，我们再次感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你透过家庭，让我们每个人都能够领会到家庭的爱。
Through families, we can receive love.
求你在这之后，让我们看到家庭也是你祝福我们能够把信仰传承到下一代的地方。
Let's see that homes is where we can pass down our faith to our next generation.
求神帮助我们能够更多的这扩大这样的一个 capacity. 我们不满足于只是现在的这样的生活。
Lord, we are not satisfied with our current situation. We ask that you expand our capacity.
我们要更多让信仰进入到我们的家庭的生活里面。
That more of the Christian element into our families.
好，让你成为我们家真正的主。
That you are truly the Lord of our house.
让基督的馨香气味在家里面能够充满。
Let the fragrance of Christ be filled in our homes.
好，让我们的家成为你的宣教的工厂。
That our homes would become your field.
奉主耶稣基督圣。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. 哇，你们还不饿是吧？ Okay. 好。
We have 20 minutes of Q&A.
好，赶快。把握机会了，有没有？是，要不要一个麦克，这样可以，让大家可以听得到嘛？还有网络上的是不是也要听啊？来，这样的话比较上来。
上一堂你有提到罗马书十二章第二节那个 translation， 请问是哪一个版本？
有一个叫 message 啊啊，可能那些年轻人知道那个是 message。那个版本就叫 message， Bruce Wickens 是 is it Bruce Wickens？ Yeah， I forgot。John Peterson， yeah， OK， 好，当然这些呢是参考用了哈，他很多时候是加了自己很多话，但是我觉得很多版本可以让我们看到，好，当了注释，其实就好像注释本一样，其实我愿意鼓励大家，就是真的你读不同的圣经的版本呢，其实让这个经文你就会看到很多 beauty， 然后你再去看原文就更 beauty。
So I encourage to read different versions of the Bible, and you will, when you go back to the original language, you recognize even more beauty within the original version.
Yeah. 好，还有没有？你们都没有问题的。
No questions.
是不是因为你们肚子饿，所以都不想问问题
？Is it because you're hungry, so you have no questions?
然后等一下都私下跑来问我。
And they come and ask me directly.
或啊，有有有 ，OK， 有有。
郑牧师你好，我想问一下，因为你当说父亲在整个家当中的重要性，但是我知道在座很多是妈妈过来听，那怎么样鼓励家里面的父亲去出来当这个头，同时也不影响家庭的和睦关系？
So as mom, usually it's moms that comes to church. How do we what are some ways you can suggest that we can bring the dads to the church while not impacting the harmony at home?
哇，你讲到这个最核心的问题了。
And you talked about the most core issues.
发明一个疫苗，打一针好了。
Develop a vaccine and jab it.
我想，当然我是。这个我想很多是这个教会跟家庭，可能或许或从我们现在比如说从母亲的角度来讲的话，可能是不是也能够呢这个讲下去真的就很我知道其实呢 这也是一个社会的一个文化的一个一个趋势。
This is a trend in our society.
我16年有机会在外面办讲座的时候，我第一个讲题就是拯救男孩。
The first topic that I had in 2016 is how to save boys.
其实你看整个社会，其实啊，就好像当时候的法老跟这个希律王要把男孩给屠杀掉。
You see, in our world, it's like the Pharaoh trying to wipe out all the Israelites' men, the boys.
再加上女权主义的升高。
And the rise of feminism.
所以很多你看这些男生呢，都是比在都是 女人当头。
A lot of women are actually in the leadership position.
而且这个 masculine 是变得很负面的。
We have this toxic masculinity.
Yeah, yeah. 好，所以呢，我想这些又是另外 很大的主题。但是就是说，至少或许从我们在家里的话，如果你是做妻子的话，能够开始更多能够尊重、鼓励做父亲的。啊，有一些呢，很多时候那。鼓励让父亲 来当头。
As wives, if you encourage the fathers to be head of the family.
当然我们希望也是希望能够有更多感谢现在有很多有这样的教导能够来帮助父亲 来承担这些责任。
There's a lot of teachings to help fathers to assume the responsibilities.
当然很多事情就是先从教导
A lot of starts with teaching.
然后呢实际来做。
But then put into practice.
我只是想要，如果说，当然我现在没有误会了。比如说呢，我们真的是，比如说你要在家里做一些家庭祭坛或什么的话，哎，可能说父亲不会做。
So when we're talking about building this family altars, but dads will not participate.
那是不是小组长或者是说牧者，我就来你们家带你做
？So maybe it's the pastor or the leader, the cell group leader, come to your family and do this.
所以这是每个教会要开始去思想，怎么样能够。制造能够一个新的文化出来。
As every church needs to think how to create this new culture.
我就先在，我也其实也一直在思考这个，因为来参加我这个讲座的几乎弟兄只占的15%。
So who those people that come listen to me only 15% are men.
所以这也是我下一个要打的战场。
This is our next battlefield.
所以也为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
Yeah, 真的是很多战场要打。
Many battles to fight.
Okay, 但是至少我们 recognize 以后，这是第一步嘛。
We recognize that, but this is the first step is to recognize.
好不好？我们就先听到这里哈。
Let's stop right here.
Okay, 还有没有其他的
？Any questions?
Oh, 那边有一位。
呀，郑牧师，谢谢您。我最感兴趣的是你在那个活出家位的网上的那个内容里面，你特别真实的分享，作为一个孩子走进家里面，你就能感受到那个屋子里面是不是冷战的氛围或者是什么样哈。我很想知道您自己这么多年。其实每一次你意识到一个新的挑战，一个新的战场，其实你没有负面的东西吧，就是你都会马上就知道要去应战，就是你怎么样对来面对你自己里面也有就是失望的地方，也有你没有做到或者好多年你也 miss 掉的地方，就是说我很想知道我怎么样能够很快的意识到问题，我就有力量来去面对它。对，谢谢。
你要我交心啊
？You want me to talk hard with heart with you? The question is，
这要另外买票。
You have to buy a ticket from me。
没有开玩笑的，谢谢你问这个问题啊。那其实我想，这是每个人神在我们生命里面其实都有嘛。
So this question, which the question was, how do you deal with disappointments when things can't be executed?
这就是十字架的道路，不是吗？
This is the path of Calvary.
当然我真的感谢主了，就是说我也有很好的配偶啊，神的鼓励我。
I have a great spouse.
其实大家知道说我前一阵子还生病嘛，还住院。
You know that before I was actually sick and I was at the hospital.
你要我教训我就真是那一天我真的那个晚上我就想说啊，是不是我要通通把这些施工 shut down 的灯 OK 的 我再启动。
So do I ask myself, I ask myself, do I need to shut down everything I do until my body gets better?
Yeah, 是的，我也有 down 的时候。
Yeah, I have felt down before.
那我那一天我就跟师母说。
And I showed this with pastor, my wife.
No.
She said no.
哦，要继续走。
You need to keep doing this.
诶，隔天我起床，你就感觉身体那个有改变了。
The next time I got out, I felt there's a change in my body.
那你就知道说，诶，又可以走一点路了。
I can walk a little bit more.
好，所以我想，就是这样，我们高高起伏。但是呢，我常常呢，就跟自己勉励，也勉励这些年轻人哈，就说呢，一宿虽有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐。Right.
So I say this to people and the young adults. It's like you even though you mourn for night, but you have joy in the morning.
所以你失恋的话呢，哭一个晚上就好了。
If you disappoint, cry for a night, and you'll be better next day.
Okay, 不要说都不哭嘛，啊，没关系，哭一个晚上就好了。
If you just cry for the night, and you'll be better.
明天醒来。又是生龙活虎，又是新的一天，神给我们新的一天。
Tomorrow's a new day, a new beginning.
啊，所以我不敢说，就是我能，但是就是说有弟兄姐妹，大家一起有家庭一起来走这个，就好走多了。
With brothers and sisters, with families, it makes your road a lot easier to walk.
Yeah. 啊，所以呢，礼拜天我也提到，你看这些保罗，这个他就是一个属灵的不倒翁嘛。
Paul is like this.
他比如说 tumbler。
Spiritual tumble.
我一直在找这个，我还找不到呢。如果谁有 care 看到那个买到以后，好，帮我买一个，那个是属灵的不倒翁。
If you guys can find this, I buy it for me.
它可以倒下去，对不对？但是它又弹回来了。
It falls, but it picks back up.
好，所以呢，我们就是有倒的时候，但是呢，因为不倒翁有一个 base 嘛，好，又可以弹回来。
These tumbles have a real strong base, so even though it falls, it comes back down. It comes back up.
你看到别人在 down 的时候呢，你就去扶他一把吧。
So if you see someone's down, you go and give them a lift, give them a hand.
鼓励这个支持我们的牧者们。
And especially encourage the pastors.
好，大家这个真的是做牧者很不容易。
It's hard to be pastors.
好，所以呢，大家一起来往鼓励往前走，好吧
？It's keep moving forward.
OK。就教到这里了。哦，你们拍手是不是要吃饭的时候结束？哦，还有吗？哦，那我们就反正下午还有嘛，好，或其实吃饭的时候也不要把我隐藏起来了哈。其实我最喜欢在这个。casual 的时候跟大家一起这个谈，好不好？好，好，我，如果你上过我的课就知道，其实呢，上课是一回事情，我最 enjoy 后面那个 Q&A。好，你知道，如果上过我的课，我的 Q&A 比上课时间都还长的，你们太客气了，好，那我们把时间交给你，叫我们1:30 开始 ，OK， 那我们1:30见了，
We'll pick back up at 1:30。